This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But first, I have big coyote news for you.
This video was insane.
Dude, it's just... I still kind of can't really believe it.
I'm always careful when this stuff happens.
This is real.
I'm like, is it really real or is it set up? No, it's a real story.
So this happened in Chicago at an Aldi, which is a grocery store.
Yeah, a grocery store.
So picture at your local Freddy's or Safeway or wherever it is you shop for your groceries. Yeah. Picture the vegetable area where it's the cooler, but it's open.
Yeah, so you got your prepackaged salads in there and you know, your little carrots and all that good stuff.
Yeah, your little carrots.
Yeah.
For your little veggie hands.
And maybe down below you got some salami or some little cube meats if you want to do that.
So there's a viral video of a somebody from I don't even know who it was. Who was pulling?
I think that's animal control.
Okay.
I believe. You know, because sometimes animal control is like tied in with the police. Because I don't think it's cops, but it's possible. It's some sort of city authority of some kind, and they got a stick and they're rough talking something in the salad aisle.
So he's reaching down in between like the where your little carrot boxes are.
Yeah.
And you don't know what he's reaching for.
No. But first he's got a mop handle and he's poking at it, which, again, I like that more and more people are following my protocol. If you don't know what something is, there's only one thing you can do. You poke at it. And once he's poking at it, then he's able to reach in and grab it.
So he reaches in, grabs it.
Yeah.
And he pulls by the tail.
Yeah.
He pulls out of a cooler in a Chicago.
Yeah.
This is in the middle of the city.
Yes. Behind a big sign that says, say hello to Fresh.
He pulls out a coyote.
Yes.
And
a
it is
a full-grown coyote.
A full-grown coyote is in the veggies. It's in amongst the... Like,
How
and why?
How
why? And why? And who?
I
and
don't
when?
Know. How and, did the... How did... I? Too much question. How did the coyote get in the grocery store? Once he was in the grocery store, did anyone see him? Why, of all the places that he could hide, why is he hiding in the salad aisle?
Yeah.
Why isn't he at the hot bar?
Yeah, he jumped in there.
I don't know. I need details on this.
So there was an update, let's see, Tuesday.
I do enjoy, though, that they had the caution sign out.
Caution, coyote.
Caution, wet floor, in this case, caution, coyote.
But wait, before I get to the update, can you imagine going to reach for something and there's a freaking live coyote right there? What is even happening?
Who's winning? What is
happening? I would feel like I'm on drugs. Like, am I hallucinating?
If I showed you the beginning of the video and told you that someone is about to pull something out of this, you would be here for a week before you got to coyote.
Snake.
Yes. snake, some sort of like tarantula.
Even if you saw bushy tail, you're not going to go coyote.
You're going squirrel, possibly raccoon, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Possum.
Badger.
But coyote? Had it been in the store like all night? Is this a morning coyote?
So if you want to know, for those that know Chicago, it's a place called Humboldt Park. And it's the Aldi on Kedzie Street.
Text my daughter and see if this was over by where she lived at all.
So the coyote was taken in by the Flint Creek Wildlife Rehabilitation Center.
Okay.
And they have said that the coyote is doing fine.
Well, thank God.
He's not dead.
He's enjoying his fruits and veggies.
Turns out he was on LSD.
Oh.
They said he is scared. But he does get to go back to the wild, which is nice.
So he's not like a...
He's unharmed.
This isn't someone that had like a pet or something. He's a wild coyote that found his way in.
Well, they asked him, what do you think happened with this? Like, how does this happen? And they said that they believe that, you know, they have the sliding or the sliding doors,
yeah.
The motion doors.
Yeah.
So they were probably open and the coyote was probably running from traffic.
Oh.
And so it runs into the store a little spooked. And it dives in there because it's
safe. It's
startled. Yeah, it's startled by the people.
Huh. Well, I'll be damned. I hadn't thought about that, but that does make sense. And you are seeing more and more urban coyotes. I mean, they're kind of everywhere. I'm not going to lie. If I was at New Seasons and I saw a coyote, I'd be like, that's pretty cool.
What's wild is this same group, the rehab center,
yeah.
They said that the same thing happened at a Quiznos in Chicago in 2007.
Really?
It's the most random thing of all time.
I was just hanging out at a Quiznos. But the Quiznos make sense because you got like open meats and cheeses and...
Not really. Yeah. A coyote? What if it was the same coyote?
Although that's an old-ass coyote.
Yeah.
2007, you said?
Yeah, how long do coyotes live?
I don't think that long. Especially urban ones. I think they get shot and hit by cars a lot. No one cares about the coyote.
No.
You know, and
we don't.
I do kind of feel bad for the coyote because, like, it's a dog. And, like, we would never treat a dog the way we treat a coyote. Dude, people just blast those things left and right.
No.
You know, you can walk into, like, any, like, outdoor store and they just have, like lines of furs and tails and people kill them for no reason. They're just viewed as a nuisance. They don't eat them or whatever. They just kill them and dump them in dumpsters. The coyote gets no respect.
No, it doesn't. You don't want them around, but...
It's just a wild...
But there's nothing you can do with it.
They're, no.
I don't know.
It's just a wild dog. But I kind of feel bad because when I look at him, I'm like, oh, man, sorry, buddy. That thing's just scared and just wants to eat. It's just that, like, because it kills someone's chicken or a cat or whatever, and... You know, how else is it supposed to eat? It's just out there doing coyote things.
Got to go to an Aldi.
Yeah.
Get some
cuts. I like the way this guy's thinking. He's like, hey, I could kill your neighborhood cat or I can head into the grocery store.
What if he rolled in there and was like, oh my God, this has been here the whole time? Look at all this food.
He's sending the other coyotes in.
He's pinging them.
Next thing you know.
Guys, check this out.
You go into a grocery store and there's three coyotes sitting there.
Why are we hunting?
I'm not going to lie. If I walked into a store and I had some chicken tendies maybe from the hot bar and I saw three coyotes sitting there staring at me, I'd give them a chicken tender.
Would you?
Yeah. Dude, I am a sucker for a dog. I am incapable of a dog staring at me and me not giving it a treat. You ever that where like you're like, someone would be like, can your dog have a treat? And they're like, no. The moment you turn around, guess what? I'm giving your dog a treat.
Yeah, no one's ever said no.
Oh,
to me.
I've had that where people are like, can you not feed the dog? I'm like, whatever. It's the moment you turn your back. Hey, can your dog have people food? Oh, no. Yeah, wait and see what happens when I'm in charge of it. Two things about that dog. One, that dog's getting petted. And two, that dog's getting treats. It's the way I operate.
It's a wild story. They want to remind you that January through March is coyote mating season. And that means increased activity and sightings of coyotes.
Yeah,
and now that they know that grocery stores exist, you might need some coyote security.
Well, more and more grocery stores now are, I know all the Freddy's by me now and the Safeway, they do the Costco checkout. They've got the person at the door that checks your receipt.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I saw that we have a Zupan's pretty close to our house. Mm. And I go in there from time to time. And the other night I was in there picking up my wife something because she's still down with the flu.
Yeah.
And I noticed that they had security for the first time. And it's in a nice area. It's like...
Everyone's got it now.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
Of course, he was staring at his phone, not paying attention to anything.
Mine do...
I mean, I don't want to rat the guy out. But.
Mine do the, let me see your receipt, and then they count the items and...
Well, yeah. I mean, you got little kids running around your neighborhood yelling the N-word.
That is true.
I mean, all hell's breaking loose over there.
Yeah, but do you think that kid respects... the security guard? That kid's just running.
He's not showing his receipt.
Well, I wonder that. Like, I often think about that when I have to... Because the first couple times, I don't know about you, I'm a receipt thrower, or I don't take my receipt.
I never take it.
Right? So the first couple times, I was like, oh, son of a... And I had to go back and get the receipt.
Does anybody keep receipts?
I don't.
Anymore?
I mean, I certainly don't walk out with mine. And so the first couple times I was a little annoyed because I was like, oh, yeah, you know, and I had like three items. I'm like, dude, I'm not stealing these three items. But I did get to thinking.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If my intention was to steal, I believe I had a pack of cream cheese, a can of corn, we were making street corn, and I had some Reese's Pieces. Those are my three items, right? First off, who's stealing canned corn, cream cheese, and Reese's Pieces? That's not really a high theft sort of thing. But still, you made me go back and get my receipt. If I was going to steal said items, I know you're going to ask for the receipt. Why wouldn't I just run past you with my three items? The moment I stop... That should be an indicator I'm not stealing these three things. Because if a punk teenager somehow wants to get his hands on some discount-free, five-finger discount cream cheese, he's just going to run. He's running right by you. So I think sometimes, while I appreciate the security guard's zeal, you got to put some common sense into this.
Yeah.
That was like $7 worth of things. Look at me. I'm not stealing that. It's like the worst, and if I did, that's the worst list of stolen items in the history of that Fred Meyer.
Well, and if you did take off with your cream cheese,
yeah,
is he going to chase you?
Exactly. So why would I stop? Because that's what I said. I said, yeah, I paid for it back there. He goes, I need the receipt. And I was like, really?
Yeah, he's just told.
I understand, but
job.
Like, I'm here. We're having this conversation. The fact that we're having this conversation means I didn't steal these three items. I did not.
Unless you're trying to pull one over on him.
For $7.
Yeah. Well, hey, times are tough. Balling on a budget out there.
Because they make policies and everyone's under that policy. And yes, I did have to go back and get my receipt.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just be making exceptions for insurrectionist-looking fellas. I know you want that because you think you're special. You ain't special. Go get your damn receipt.
I want common sense.
Well,
I want common sense.
Common sense to him is just show me your receipt and then we won't have to deal with this.
Well, I learned my lesson. I bring my receipt with me when I go to the door. I just think sometimes I got to be careful.
Uh-oh.
I'm not saying we're profiling anyone.
Oh boy.
Don't profile. But it's like when you're at the you're at the airport, right? And I got the 90-year-old woman that can barely walk. She's not blowing up the airplane.
How do you know?
Because it's never happened. That lady literally can barely walk, and yet we're going to pull her for secondary screening? Come on. I would rather me be pulled for secondary screening every time than Gertrude. We don't need to pat Gertie down. We don't. Gertie's not hijacking this airplane.
It's random. They can't help who gets chosen.
Well, maybe we need to unrandomize them.
Well, see, there you go. No, you can't be saying that. You're canceled.
Gertie.
And the next thing you know, just because it hasn't happened, they put the pipe bomb on Gertie.
That's not the way that works.
Well, it might now.
It's not.
You know? Poor old bag. Just trying to get to Palm Springs.
I don't even know what they look for at Costco. You got like 1,000 items. They glance at my receipt. I don't even know what that is, but there's some sort of speed read receipt. They're like, oh, you're fine. And send you on
your way. Yeah, it is kind of weird. They've always done it there. I don't really know why.
I don't know
either. I guess because it would be easy to just, because people buy so much stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
That it'd be easy to throw extra stuff in there and get away with it.
But there's no way they can possibly count the number of items I have.
Yeah.
They look at my receipt for like 2 seconds. You're telling me they know what's in my cart? That cart is stacked high at times.
True.
I don't know what they do, but
yeah,
there you go. You ain't getting out of Costco without someone looking at your receipt, unless, of course, you just run out of there. I figure if you just run out of a store, you're scot-free, which is what anyone that's stealing is doing anyways.
And that's why they put security.
Yeah.
To not chase you down.
I know. Sir, stop. No, I'm just going to keep going.
All right. Well, this woman, this poor woman, she got duped by Brad Pitt. And we will talk about that story next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.